Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down. My blood sugar is down. My weight's down. My health is up. My sleeping patterns are better. My metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. And happy Friday. Great to be with you. A busy news week it has been. The New York trial against President Trump enters its 12th day. Yesterday, a lot of attacks on the credibility of a future star witness for the prosecution, if you can call him that, Michael Cohen. Remember all the reporting we've did, the documents showing that he told his lawyers he had no dirt on Trump, that Trump wasn't aware of the loan and payment arrangement to Stormy Daniels. Well, yesterday, one of Stormy Daniels' lawyers gave testimony that directly undercut prior statements that Michael Cohen made to Congress. Michael Cohen told Congress he didn't want to work in the Trump administration. Stormy Daniels' lawyer said, that's not true. He was dying to work for, he wanted to work for President Trump. That, remember, President Trump did not give Michael Cohen a job. So it gives, in the jurors' minds, a potential motive to understand or to suspect that maybe Michael Cohen hasn't been telling the truth. That is a very big development. And by the way, this was a prosecution witness that ultimately gave that testimony that probably helped the defense more than it helped the prosecution. So I think you're going to see that dynamic a lot more over the next several weeks. Meanwhile, the campus protests rage on. A really good story by my colleague Madeline Hubbard today, taking a look at how socialist organizers, non-students, and activists, meaning people who aren't registered to go to school on the campuses, are a big part of the leadership of these anti-Israel protests. In other words, they're outsiders funded by somebody to cause an unnecessary disruption on campus to create the perception of hate, the actual display of hate, the actual display of intimidation for Jewish students. Some really interesting story there. You should take a look at that. It has a lot of upside to it in terms of getting to the bottom of what really, really is going on out there. A couple other important stories that I want to highlight for you at Just the News, because we have so much good stuff. CDC scientists have been strategizing to treat information as a pandemic. They're calling them infodemics. CDC wants to get into the business of censoring information that they think is harmful. Just remember, they were among those who were trying to tell us that the lab leak theory wasn't true, that there were no problems or deaths being caused by the COVID-19 vaccine. We know there were some. So another area where government is moving into the censorship business is pretty remarkable. The Pentagon, which has had a very bad run under President Biden, starting with the Afghanistan withdrawal, which was an extraordinary disaster for American soft and hard power. We left hard equipment to our enemies. We lost our soft power resolve. Most of our allies could not believe what we did to Afghanistan. Well, the Pentagon last night announced that when they had an airstrike recently that they believed killed an Al-Qaeda leader, they actually didn't. They killed a civilian person instead. Pentagon had the wrong targeting information, the wrong person. Another very important development in the history of the Pentagon's rocky road under President Biden. Maybe they should focus less on social engineering and more on the core skills of fighting wars. That's something a lot of people say to me every time I'm out and about. Finally, yesterday, Congressman Matt Gaetz posted a video from a deposition taken last year by the House of one of the prosecutors who pushed the investigation of President Trump. When they asked him questions, according to the video released by Congressman Gaetz, Mark Pomerantz invoked the Fifth Amendment, his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. That is, according to Matt Gaetz, that is pretty significant. Something to take a look on as we look at this over the next few months. Remember, some of the players on this have been below our radar. They're getting to the top of the radar now as we begin to understand more about the weaponization of our government, a weaponization of our prosecution and law and civil court system. All right, we've got an incredible treat for you today. A very important treat, and I hope that you will enjoy it. We just talked a little bit about weaponization, and we've got a lot more to talk about that. In the first block today, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, the man at the center of so many of the investigations into weaponization, he's going to join us. He spent some time with Amanda and I recently. A really, really powerful interview today with Congressman and Chairman Jim Jordan. In the second block, we are going to talk to Jason Foster from the Empower Oversight Whistleblower Center. He is really a driving force in the efforts to find out why the FBI and the Justice Department was spying on Congress, on the very investigators who were doing oversight work on the FBI and Justice Department's failures in the Russia collusion case. Think about that. The Justice Department used its warrant capability to spy on the congressional investigators who were looking at their FISA failures. This week, Jason Foster, the founder of the Empower Oversight Whistleblower Center, who gave us the IRS whistleblowers and a whole lot more, he filed a legal action to compel the Justice Department to release its rationale for why it spied on those congressional investigators, who we believe are about a dozen in both parties, Republicans and Democrats. This is a bipartisan scandal. Jason Foster is going to describe that. Plus, he'll give us an update on some of the whistleblowers he represents, the FBI and IRS whistleblowers. We look forward to that. So that's our show today. Chairman Jim Jordan and Jason Foster from the Empower Whistleblower Center. Very excited about that. Now, before we get to the commercial break, I want to always shout out each day one or more of our great partners, the people who make this show, the television show, Just the News, No Noise, the website, the investigative reporting. They make it all possible with their financial support, with their partnerships. One of them are my good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition. You probably know this. Since the beginning of 2023, I've focused on living a healthier life. And one of the regular parts of my regimen as I get healthier, lose weight, bring my blood sugar down, has been the Field of Greens product. It is rich in fruits and veggies, the types you're supposed to eat that we never get the time to make. And it actually has a significant impact on lowering your blood sugar, lowering your cholesterol, lowering your heart rate, lowering your weight. And a lot of things, I've talked a lot about just the personal benefits that I found in using this one scoop a day. Sometimes I put it in my white egg omelet. Sometimes I put it in a shake. There's one I haven't talked about a lot, and that is cancer-fighting foods. There are foods that medical studies now show reduce your chances of getting cancer. The American Cancer Society discovered that diets rich in fruit and veggies may actually lower, hear me here again, lower your risk of cancer. We all know how hard it is to get the daily recommended amount of fruit and veggies, but I don't have time to cut them up. I don't have time to cook them, go to the store, wash them, do whatever you got to do to prep them. But it takes less than a few seconds to inject Field of Greens into an omelet, into a shake, into a drink, and all of a sudden you've got your five servings that you're supposed to get every day of fruit and vegetables. That's why you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. What your body needs and each is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. My favorite is the berry, but I also do one of the green veggies that I put in my eggs a lot. I like that. We're going to do something special in partnership with our friends at Brickhouse Nutrition. Today, Field of Greens is giving you 15% off and free rush shipping. So go to fieldofgreens.com, use the promo code JUSTNEWS. Will Field of Greens prevent, treat, or cure cancer? Nope. But it's so powerful, it promises at your next checkup, your doctor will certainly notice your improved health or your money back. You're going to get your money back. They have a money back guarantee. All right, go check it out. Be healthy like me. Remember to get 15% off and free rush shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. One more time, fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. All right, quick commercial break. We'll be back with Jim Jordan right after these messages. Hey, folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon, Just the News family. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan is the leader of so many of the most important revelations that shock us about our government. He joins us right now. Mr. Chairman, good to have you on the show.
Yeah, good to be with you guys.
A big day today. You're going all in. You want to know all the coordination between the federal government and these prosecutors. Tell us what you expect to find, what things you know about already that trouble you.
Well, first of all, step back for a second. Alvin Bragg in this ridiculous case that the DOJ wouldn't bring, the FEC wouldn't bring, even his predecessor, Cy Vance, wouldn't bring. This case that he brought, he's alleging that President Trump was involved in a conspiracy to impact the 2016 election. And then, of course, Jack Smith is alleging that President Trump here in the D.C. case is alleging that President Trump was involved in some kind of conspiracy to impact the 2020 election. The real conspiracy, it seems to me, is the conspiracy between Alvin Bragg and Jack Smith and Fannie Willis and potentially Michelangelo in conspiring to impact the 2024 race. That's what's going on here. So Colangelo is a big shot at the DOJ, the Biden DOJ, and he leaves and goes to work for Alvin Bragg, much like Pomerantz, the guy who persuaded Bragg to bring this crazy case in the first place, left his position and goes and volunteers to work for Alvin Bragg. We think those are concerns as well. And maybe the biggest news today is this fact that the judge said President Trump was violated the gag order and fined him $9,000 and is threatening to put him in jail. Think about this. Michael Cohen is their star witness in this crazy case, a convicted perjurer. He's allowed to talk. He's allowed to say whatever he wants. But the former president and the candidate leading in every single poll is not allowed to speak about the case. That's what's just, I think, so mind-boggling to most Americans.
Yeah, great point.
Yes, sir, we're with you on that. And I think that the main red flag with regards to Matthew Colangelo is that it's just such a unique professional trajectory to go from a high-ranking position at the DOJ and then to go argue a case in New York. But regardless, do you expect the DOJ to comply with your request for these communications?
I mean, we're simply asking for what went on, what kind of communication did you have? We know, and I think John mentioned this, we know that Fannie Willis through Nathan Wade was having all kinds of communications with, it looks like, the Justice Department, the January 6th committee, maybe even the White House counsel's office, when they were putting that crazy case together in Atlanta, Georgia. We want to know what was Colangelo doing while he was at DOJ and then heading up to New York to be part of Alvin Bragg's team. We'd like to know the same answers there. So we've subpoenaed information in the Fannie Willis case. We're asking for this information in the Alvin Bragg Colangelo case. We'll see what we get.
Yeah, really important. Last week, sir, we put together a timeline from documents we got from FOIA and that the court released, and it shows right after Joe Biden's people found out, he's got documents, classified documents left over from his vice presidency, all of a sudden, the White House, NARA, the National Archives, and the Justice Department started talking, trying to build a case against Donald Trump, even though they weren't doing the same thing against Joe Biden. From the evidence that's now out there, are you concerned that maybe the prosecution on the classified documents was just a cover story because they knew Joe Biden had a problem?
Well, we know Joe Biden, the elements of the crime are there. The elements of committing this are there. He knowingly disclosed classified information. We know he had a motive. This came out with Robert Hur, where it was, I think it's on page 231 of the report. Right. Robert Hur says Joe Biden had strong motivations for ignoring classified procedures because he was writing a book for which he got paid $8 million. So there's the motive, 8 million reasons why he kept and disclosed classified information. So you met the elements of the crime. You have motive. Why didn't Robert Hur recommend charges against President Biden? Well, he tells us that in his report because he says he's a forgetful old man who would be sympathetic to a jury. Okay, so this is one of the reasons we've asked for the audio tape. We think the American people should be able to hear how that interview was conducted, what took place, what was said, how it was said between Robert Hur's team and Joe Biden. If you're going to say we're not going to bring charges when the elements are there and the motive is there, we think we kind of need that evidence. The American people need that evidence, particularly now as they're getting ready to decide who's going to be our commander in chief.
Yeah, good point.
Let's stick with the theme of timelines. Back in 2019, that was when Democrats started the process of impeaching President Trump. Then in January of 2020, with great fanfare, they marched over those articles to the Senate. That was the same month that Democrat Representative Adam Schiff, who was a big proponent of the impeachments, his campaign committee paid $600,000 in digital media buys from who? From Lauren Mershon, the daughter of the judge overseeing the case in New York. Conflict of interest, illegal.
Well, it's certainly a conflict of interest. I mean, Judge Mershon's daughter, it looks like she worked for just about every major Democrat you can think of. And then, of course, you have the conduct of the judge himself, the things he said to President Trump, this fine today, the gag order itself. Again, I find that maybe the most problematic in that Michael Cohen's allowed to speak and President Trump isn't. That just doesn't make any sense to the American people. So, she's worked for all kinds of Democrats, made all kinds of money. That should definitely be a conflict. But this judge doesn't seem to care. I said the other day, when you think about Joe Biden, who has trouble putting a couple sentences together, I think in the end, this campaign is really what the Democrats want to do is they want Biden in the basement and Trump on trial. And that's how this campaign is going to progress. But I don't think in the end the American people are going to be taken by that. I think they're seeing the facts. They have common sense. And they understand what's going on here. And this Bragg trial is such a weak case. It's going to be over soon. And then we're going to be back to where I think President Trump's numbers continue to go up. He's up now in, I think, just about every single poll.
Yeah. People have processed what's happened and they know what's going on. Mr. Chairman, I want to ask a little bit about the great work you've done in the weaponization world, continuing to press banks and the FBI on why they're exchanging private financial information about Americans without a warrant. What are you learning? What do you expect to learn in this next batch of documents you've asked for?
Well, we hope it's not as bad as what we've already seen. But remember what happened with we had a whistleblower come and tell us about documents that communications between the FBI and Bank of America. And the FBI asked Bank of America, tell us within a certain date range, any of your customers' debit card, credit card purchases in a specific location area. And then overlay that with information about any weapon or firearm purchase they've ever made. And that is like they did that without any process, without any warrant. We just think that's wrong. That's a direct invasion of people's privacy. And Americans don't think their bank is just turning over their purchase data to the FBI, to the government. So much so the whistleblower said they didn't want to use it. They thought this was not proper. Right. And the FBI didn't use that material. So we're going to try to find out what what banks have, what else happened out there, what other banks were involved. We know about Bank of America. We want to know what other banks were involved in this, too, as we conduct this investigation.
Man, important stuff.
I think the American people would be interested to know that as well. So thank you, sir. I want to ask you about an incredible piece that you published yesterday in The Hill, along with two of your colleagues, Nicole Malliotakis and Jeff Van Drew, regarding the New York trial that we were just speaking about.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you about that with respect to some very timely polling numbers that came out from Emerson that showed that in swing states, 60-70% of those polled said that a guilty Trump verdict in New York would either have no change or make them even more inclined to vote for President Trump. Do you think that trajectory is going to continue?
I do, because I think the American people, as I said before, have common sense. They're smart. They see the escalation from the left and from the Democrats. You know, in 2016, this is great work by you guys, John, with making this public. But they spied on President Trump's campaign. Then it was the Mueller investigation. Then it was impeachment. Then it was raiding President Trump's home. Then it was naming Jack Smith special counsel. Then it was Jack Smith in Miami and D.C., Alvin Bragg in New York, Fonnie Wallace in Atlanta. Then it was the 14th Amendment they tried all over the country in various states. Who knows what's next? I guess it's the gag order from Judge Mershon, whose daughter worked for all the Democrats. I mean, they've seen the escalation of this weaponization against the government, against not only President Trump, but against parents at school board meetings and pro-life Catholics and you name it. They've seen it for what it is. And so I think they understand the facts. And that's one of the reasons why it's not impacting President Trump's numbers and why I think he's going to be our next president.
Yeah. So we've got about a minute left. Real quickly, there's a lot of concern about what's playing out on our college campuses. It seems like universities that have tax exemptions, nonprofits that fund the groups that are carrying out this violence, they all need to be looked at. Do you think they'll be looking at some of the tax code issues of the people that are funding this sort of hate that we see?
Yeah, Chairman Smith has talked about that in the Ways and Means Committee. We talked about the fact that, you know, kind of three fundamental questions. One is how many of these students on campuses are engaged in this radical activity? How many of those students are here on a visa? And if you know that answer, have you asked the State Department to revoke the visa, Secretary Mayorkas? And if you've done those two things, how many of you actually removed from the country? Because if you're engaged in this kind of espousing and supporting terrorism, like some of these students are definitely doing, and you're here on a visa, you're supposed to be removed. So we've sent a letter today to both Secretary Blinken and Secretary Mayorkas asking those sort of three fundamental questions. How many of the students are here on a visa who are engaged in this radical activity? Have you moved to revoke their visa? And have you started removal proceedings? Because that's what's supposed to happen, particularly when it's terrorist activity and these individuals are talking about, destruction for our dearest and closest ally, the state of Israel.
Yeah, they're declaring I am Hamas. I mean, we see it on the videotapes. It's just extraordinary. Mr. Chairman, you always ask the hard questions that others don't want to get, and you get us the answers. We are so grateful for the time today and for all the updates. You got a lot of important stuff on your plate.
Thank you so much. Take care, guys.
Wow, what a great interview. Folks, don't go anywhere. When we come back, Jason Foster, the founder of the very influential and impactful Empower Oversight Whistleblower Center, the guys who represented the FBI and IRS whistleblowers. They'll be next. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. And most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth.com/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace. And they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today.
Welcome back, everybody. You might remember the story we broke, I think, last year, back in 2017. The DOJ subpoenaed Google for the personal phone records and emails of congressional staffers while then Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley was reviewing the Justice Department's handling of the so-called Steele dossier. Now, in October of last year, Ohio Congressman and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan opened a formal investigation into the incident. Now, the whistleblower organization Empower Oversight has asked the DOJ for these records to be unsealed. And we are excited to continue following this important investigation with Jason Foster. He is the founder of Empower Oversight. Jason, thanks so much for joining us. Great to have you back.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You know, the DOJ has been a little reticent to comply with any type of transparency, especially under this administration. But has the pressure on the DOJ been fruitful? What have you got? What do you expect to be getting?
Well, so we're not relying on the DOJ anymore. We went to court today, and we filed a motion to intervene in the 2017 sealed grand jury case related to the probe of the leak of the Carter Page FISA application. It's pursuant to that investigation that we believe that the subpoenas were issued for my telephone records and email records, and along with a large group of bipartisan Republican and Democrat staffers from both sides of the aisle and both sides of the Hill, the House and Senate staffers. So what we did today was we filed in court, and we asked the court to order that all of the filings that justified the supposedly justified the secrecy for the last 6 years be unsealed, so that the American public can see what arguments the Justice Department made to the court and whether or not the Justice Department was honest and open and clear with the court about the implications of what it was asking for. The key argument that we make in the brief is, look, all Google got was a list of phone numbers and email addresses, and they were told, please provide all the records of communications to and from these accounts. They didn't say, the Justice Department didn't tell Google that, oh, all of these accounts belong to congressional staffers, right? Which raises all kinds of constitutional issues. It raises whistleblower protection issues. I mean, all of us, we use confidential sources just like journalists do. And we talk to whistleblowers. And if the Justice Department can not only gather our communications, know exactly who we're speaking with, when, how often, for how long, they can easily identify our confidential sources and whistleblowers who are giving us information about their misconduct. Mm. There are constitutional issues that are very similar to journalist source privilege issues under the First Amendment. But there's also bigger, separation of powers issues. Congress is a separate and independent branch of government. We do oversight of the Justice Department, based on our constitutional authorities. And for the Justice Department to seek these records, it should at least have told the court that that's what they were doing. But I don't think they did. And when we get these records unsealed, we'll see whether they were honest and open with the court that these records requests were implicated all these constitutional privileges. In the last several months since I got the notice from Google, I've been talking to Google's lawyers, and they've been very cooperative and provided me answers to my questions. And, it was very clear they didn't know, because the Justice Department didn't tell them. They get thousands of these requests all the time, and usually it's legitimate law enforcement, right? So they just had a list of phone numbers and email addresses. And they complied and they didn't resist because they didn't know there were any constitutional issues that were being raised. So the key question is, and asking the court to order that all these the Justice Department's filings be unsealed will help us answer this question. The key question is, did they similarly mislead the court?
Yeah. And we know what happened in the Steele dossier and the FISA warrant for Carter Page. The answer is yes, they did mislead the court. So this is a really important question. You're a victim here as well as the person fighting this. We know Kash Patel was another. We've identified, I think, a total of 11 or 12 congressional staffers or Senate staffers, Democrat and Republican alike, who were targeted in this same time frame just by calling around and finding out. That is a large dragnet for an institution that was doing legitimate oversight, and the agency that they're doing oversight on is spying on them at the same time. Is that the right way to look at this?
Essentially, yes. I mean, they collected the communications records of all the staff who had seen the Carter Page FISA application while it was still classified. And that's, you know, Republicans, Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee. It's Republicans and Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee. There was no notice to Congress. Congress didn't. This is another point we make in the brief.
That's right.
Congress didn't. It's not like Congress had an opportunity to object or raise any, you know, privilege issues because they weren't aware of it, because the Justice Department ordered Google to keep it from the people whose records were sought. And the question is, did they tell them that, you know, these were congressional staffers and members too? There's some member information, my understanding is, in that was caught up in this as well. So it's not a partisan issue. It's not it's the permanent government. Yeah. This process is essentially a rubber stamp process. I think that's what we're going to see when we get these records unsealed, when we get these filings unsealed from the Justice Department. It's just a box checking exercise, right? Yeah. They say, oh, the statute says we have to do the following four things and, you know, make these showings before we can ask for a gag order and tell Google they can't tell anybody. And so they just go to the court ex parte, which means without the other side knowing about it. It's just the Justice Department and the court. Nobody else gets to hear the arguments. And they're still sealed here, you know, 6 years later. And they go and they make and they just, you know, well, we pinky swear. Yeah, we meet the requirements of the statute, and there's nobody there to, you know, there's no opposing party to challenge that. And so it's just, they just make an assertion to the court, and the court, just rubber stamps it, essentially, I think. I mean, we'll see when we get the filings unsealed. But that's my understanding of essentially how the process works.
Pretty extraordinary.
Yeah. And that's been a big criticism with FISA and the way that it operates as well. Whether it is you working with Senator Chuck Grassley on the Senate Judiciary side or Devin Nunes and Kash Patel on the House Intel side, there seems to be an attitude that's allowing what happened to happen. Is it hubris thinking that they won't get caught? Is it paranoia over what you guys are doing? Maybe a combination thereof?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think it's definitely hubris, right? I mean, they see themselves as, the good guys. In fact, there's a training slide. So there's policies at the Justice Department that says that there has to be, you know, particular facts that justify, you know, if you're going to gag a company like Google from telling its customers that it complied with the subpoena, that you have to meet, you know, you have to meet certain requirements. And There's a training slide where we found out that assistant U.S. attorneys are actually told, even though the written policy says, you know, don't always apply for a gag order, you know, only do it when it's absolutely necessary. But the training that they give the assistant U.S. attorneys is no. Every time you submit a subpoena, we want to make sure that you always, not just when it's necessary, always submit your gag order application so that the bad guys don't know that we're subpoenaing their records. So their view is they're the good guys, and anybody whose information, private information, they're seeking is just automatically in the bad guy category.
Yeah, amazing. Jason, we've got about a minute left. Real quickly, you represent some very important whistleblowers, IRS and FBI whistleblowers, Marcus Allen among them. Many of these guys have been denied salary for a long time. Has there been any changes, any relenting by the government, or are these gentlemen still in limbo?
They are still in limbo. They're still suspended without pay, they're still being told they can't work out, take outside work or take outside charity. But, you know, hopefully soon we will have the IG has been investigating since we put in our initial complaint a year ago. That investigation should be coming to a close by now in the very near future. And hopefully we'll have some news for you on that very soon.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages. All right, folks, as we draw near to another critical election, it's not only about casting your vote. It's about elevating your voice, making your voice be heard. AMAC is more than just a senior discount organization. They unite like-minded patriots like you and I, committed to preserving our cherished values and actively opposing the leftist agenda that's sweeping across America. Just look at their recent victories. AMAC members helped to push forward an investigation into practices that inflate drug prices. They successfully defeated ranked choice voting in order to protect traditional voting methods, and they also helped block a federal takeover of elections. As AMAC's membership grows, Washington is listening. Every new member strengthens this movement. If you love America, visit AMAC, AMAC.us/justnews to become a four-year member for just $30. That's a great discount. AMAC is not only better for America, it's better for you. Membership gives you access to the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare guidance, money-saving discounts, trusted news, sweepstakes, and so much more. It's a community, not a service. Take advantage of our election year sale. 4 years for just $30 at AMAC. By joining over 2 million Americans, they can't ignore your voice in Washington anymore. Join now at AMAC, AMAC.us/justnews. That's AMAC.us/justnews. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. A big thank you to Chairman Jordan and to Jason Foster, two guests on the front lines of unraveling so much of the weaponization of our government, the targeting of law enforcement and court and other resources against political enemies. When you think about this, Jason Foster investigating for Senator Grassley, the Russia collusion case, and the very people he's investigating, the FBI and the Justice Department, are getting his phone records, an incredible breach of the separation of powers. He's going to be fighting that for a long time to come. We'll see what happens. Also, a big thank you to Chairman Jim Jordan, and a big thank you to my friends at Brick House Nutrition, the makers of one of my favorite supplements, Field of Greens. It's a simple one scoop, five servings of vegetables and fruit, easily into your drink, into a shake, into an omelet, whatever you're going to make. Really great stuff, and I'm really thankful for them. All right, if you want to take advantage of their 15% off and free rush shopping offer, go to fieldofgreens.com, use the promo code JustNews. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JustNews. All right, folks, we'll be back tomorrow with our Saturday edition of John Solomon Reports. We got a big one. Take my word for it. We got Chairman James Comer, the man at the head of the impeachment, and also increasingly in the battle against woke in hateful college protests. We'll have that tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Have a great night. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion-dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health, or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down, my blood sugar is down, my weight's down, my health is up, my sleeping patterns are better, my metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out.